With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Iran has named the hardline Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei to succeed his late father as supreme leader. The decision signals no let-up in the war launched by the U.S. and Israel. Oil prices surged even as Iran attacked regional energy infrastructure, and the U.S. and Israel also bombed targets across the country. Speaking to reporters on board Air Force One, President Trump refused to rule out the possibility of boots on the ground.
Could there be? Possibly, for very good reason. Have to be very good reason. And I would say if we ever did that, they would be so decimated that they wouldn't be able to fight at the ground level.
Meanwhile, rising gasoline prices are going against President Trump's promise to keep costs down. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cloakston.
For much of the past year, the president has taken credit for falling oil prices. But prices have spiked since the start of the war with Iran, and that has led to sticker shock at the gas pump. AAA says a gallon of regular gasoline rose to a national average of $3.45 on Sunday, up almost 50 cents a gallon from a week ago. President Trump says he's not concerned and predicts prices will drop when the war is over. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Correspondent Julie Walker reports that shifting between standard time and daylight saving time may not be good for everybody's health.
Feeling a little tired? That may be because you lost an hour of sleep thanks to daylight saving time over the weekend, where the clock moved ahead an hour Saturday into Sunday. And sleep expert Megan Petrov with Arizona State University says it's not good for us.
What we know is that this shifting back and forth between between standard time and daylight savings time is a detriment to our human health.
Stock markets around the world sinking on worries about whether the global economy can withstand spiking prices. This is SRN News. Can a person be moral without God?
The Pew Research Center has been asking that question, and here in the United States, only 31% of respondents say no. A belief in the Almighty is necessary for an individual to behave morally. The vast majority of nations in Europe have percentages that are even lower. However, in mostly Muslim nations such as Indonesia and Turkey, the vast majority of people believe that a person must believe in God if they wish to be moral. Michael Harrington reporting.
International Christian Concern is urging the administration to address persecution of believers in sub-Saharan Africa. ICC is cheering the president for trying to curb persecution in Nigeria, but the organization wants to make sure other bad actors, including Ethiopia, don't slip off the radar. A new ICC report reveals that in nearly every corner of Ethiopia, Christians suffer violence. The conflicts vary in their sources, but the outcomes too often end the same way, death for Christians. This is SRN News. An American man has won the L.A. Marathon for a second consecutive time at a photo finish.
Nathan Martin won the Los Angeles Marathon in the final stride, giving the U.S. a second straight men's title. Martin edged Michael Kamau of Kenya at the finish line. They shared the same finishing time of 2 hours, 11 minutes, and 18 seconds. Kamau skipped fluids during the race and collapsed at the finish line. Martin is a substitute teacher and coaches high school track and cross country in Jackson, Michigan. In the women's race, Prisca Shirono of Kenya won in 2 hours, 25 minutes, and 20 seconds. The 45-year-old mother of three lives in Colorado. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Authorities searched through rubble and debris in southern Michigan over the weekend after tornadoes tore through the region, leaving 4 people dead. Powerful storms also blamed for 2 deaths in eastern Oklahoma. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.